Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 54 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
He always was on the sidelines for football games for Harley, and he was always at basketball games or if she was cheerleading.
A Morgan County family is mourning the loss of a man and his daughter in a Saturday house fire.
A special prosecutor has asked to be removed from the Beth Mays criminal case.
Crews continue to battle a wildfire in the Red River Gorge.
The man who attacked Senator Rand Paul will not get a new trial.
A medical helicopter company is moving out of Rowan County.
In sports, Rowan County's baseball team is competing at the Cal Ripken Experience this week.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Scattered showers this evening with a low around 28 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Timothy Gamble and his 9-year-old daughter, Skylar Gamble, were found dead in Morgan County Saturday after a house fire. Officials say emergency crews were called to Gamble's house on Saturday morning. Gamble's niece, Mary Beth May, says Skylar had a life already planned out.
She was just a very high-spirited. She was going to be a teacher someday. She loved slime. If anybody knew her, she loved slime, and she wanted to be a princess.
No foul play is suspected in the blaze. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined.
The special prosecutor in the Beth Mays criminal case has asked to be removed. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
A spokesperson for the Attorney General's office confirms Special Prosecutor Melvin Leonhardt has filed a request to be removed from the Beth Mays case. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports the defense team from Mays had requested that Leonhardt be removed for his office's release of tapes of grand jury testimony to the Judicial Conduct Commission. The request was made on February 27th. Mays is charged with 2 counts of second-degree forgery and tampering with public records. She is also charged by the JCC with 6 counts of judicial misconduct. Prosecutors allege that Mays forged the signatures of 2 individuals on court orders related to her ex-husband. Leonhardt's removal delays the criminal case until a new special prosecutor can be assigned. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Lexington police say a serial scammer nearly hit an officer while driving away from a scene today. WKYT reports when officers attempted to make contact with Sherman Denny at a hotel, he drove through the parking lot, nearly hitting the officer. Sergeant Brad Williams is with the Lexington Police Department. He says the community should be aware.
He will approach people in the parking lots of hotels, doctor's offices, stores, restaurants, things of that nature, and he will ask them for money. He will tell them that he is sick or that he has diabetes and that he needs money for insulin.
Denny was last seen driving on Winchester Road towards Interstate 75. He's already wanted for theft by deception, and he could face additional charges.
A wildfire has burned over 20 acres in Red River Gorge. According to WKYT, the wildfire has consumed the Wildcat Ridge area of the Clifty Wilderness. That is east of Highway 715 in Wolf County. The U.S. Forest Service says the fire is slow moving. The area around the fire has been closed to entry. Visitors are urged to avoid traveling in the Swift Camp Creek and Wildcat areas of Red River Gorge.
The names of 2 people killed in a crash in Johnson County last Thursday have been released. According to WYMT, 23-year-old Timothy Rowe of Paintsville died at the scene, and 43-year-old Tanya Fletcher of Salyersville died at Paul B. Hall Regional Medical Center. Troopers responded to a collision between a log truck and a passenger vehicle on Kentucky 460 near the McGoffin-Johnson County line. Authorities say Fletcher was driving and Rowe was the passenger.
A man who pleaded guilty to attacking Senator Rand Paul is not entitled to a new trial. That's the ruling by a Kentucky judge. As WUKY's Josh James reports, Rene Boucher was ordered to pay more than $580,000 in damages by a jury in January.
911, what is your emergency?
I was assaulted by my neighbor and I just...
The case stems from a November 2017 attack in which Boucher, Paul's neighbor, tackled the congressman reportedly over a lawn care dispute. Boucher ultimately pleaded guilty, receiving a 30-day prison sentence and paying a $10,000 fine. But a jury went on to award Paul $375,000 in punitive damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and more than $7,800 for medical expenses. Boucher had sought a new trial, but Special Judge Tyler Gill rejected the motion by Boucher's lawyer Thursday, saying the dollar amount was not excessive considering the defendant's conduct and Paul's injuries. Boucher has said the attack was irrational and is, quote, 2 minutes of my life I wish I could take back. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Kentucky Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear is facing criticism for his part in having a civil case against the Boy Scouts thrown out of court 6 years ago in Paducah. Beshear allegedly told the men claiming to be sexually abused that they had waited too long to come forward. Beshear has been campaigning on a platform of protecting Kentucky children, especially from sexual abuse. He recently spoke out against the current statute of limitations in an interview with the Lexington Herald Leader.
And I believe that regardless of when the facts arise or when someone's reported, that ought to be prosecuted and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Beshear says there is no inconsistency between his political position and his work in Paducah 6 years ago.
Critics are calling the Trump administration's latest spending plan a bully's budget, saying its kiss-up, kick-down attitude is a built-in feature, not an accident. In part to pay for tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy, the budget released last week cuts three-quarters of $1 trillion from Medicaid and nearly $250 billion from food assistance, both over a decade. Deborah Weinstein is the executive director of the Coalition on Human Needs. She says the proposed budget's attitude toward the poor and powerless is seen in its complete elimination of the low-income home energy assistance program, known as LIHEAP, which many, especially seniors, depend on.
They go without medicine because they know they could become ill or die if their heat falls. That's the kind of choice that this administration would force on people. But you have people who are working as much as they can. If you make them sicker, if you make them hungrier, you are going to discourage work.
The administration says LIHEAP is no longer needed, and President Donald Trump argues that cuts in safety net programs will push people into the workforce, while tax cuts for the wealthy will create more jobs.
U.S. Congressman James Comer of Kentucky said the investigation into the Trump administration's ties to Russia has been a national distraction. The investigation report released over the weekend showed no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 election. In past reports, Comer said he supports the legal process but believes the special investigation was a waste of resources. Since a summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report has come out, Comer says that it was no surprise to him.
For the last 2 years, he's denied any wrongdoing. He said countless times there was no collusion, and I think the Mueller report vindicates the president, and hopefully we can move forward as a country now.
Comer says that while the investigation does prove some Russian involvement in the election, the fact that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign should help the country move forward.
PHI Air Medical announced earlier this month it will cease operations at the airport in Rowan County. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the story.
PHI Air Medical members have received letters stating a recent change in the location of its aircraft impacting the Morehead community. The Morehead News reports the helicopter operation was discontinued for Morehead on March 6th. The company says their current membership will continue to provide benefits from regional bases in London, Greenville, and Monticello. Program Director for Membership Sales Brian Kautz says members can cancel their national membership and receive a full refund. Members return requests by April 15th to receive the refund. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
A new homeless shelter in Floyd County will be accepting clients on Wednesday. According to WYMT, East Kentucky House of Hope is able to house 12 people at a time. The facility's attorney, Mickey McGuire, says homelessness in the region is a real problem.
We have much more homelessness than people realize, and it's really serious, and it's not being addressed.
The shelter is located at 644 Kentucky Highway 122 in Martin, Kentucky. Clients will be required to pass a background check to be admitted.
Mount Sterling's Gateway Regional Arts Center is hosting its 20th annual student art show. Students in grades K through 12 can drop off artwork and trees March 25th through the 30th at GRAC. Each student is able to enter up to three pieces with a $1 fee per piece. The administrative assistant at GRAC, Beth Goldie, says previous events have also been a success.
Last year we had over 200 pieces of art, and we had them from Montgomery County, Round County, Robertson, Clark, Fayette, Lemming, Bath, Powell. We had art from all of those counties.
Categories for the art entries include a landscape, portrait, abstract, digital, photography, comic, and 3D. The art show will be April 5th through April 7th.
The Railbird Festival at Keeneland has dropped hints about the upcoming lineup for performances. The festival has posted a riddle with clues on social media to who will be performing. LEX 18 reports the event will take place August 10th and 11th. Brian Benson is with AC Entertainment, the sponsor of the event.
Railbird is a horse racing term, which is what makes it so cool. I mean, it is a horse racing term, and it literally means someone who is on the rail at the race.
The official lineup for the festival will be released tomorrow. For more information, visit railbirdfest.com. Tickets go on sale March 28th.
The Mason County School District will soon be receiving a refund. For WMKY News, Grant Johnson has the story.
The now-defunct Kentucky School Board's Insurance Trust Workers' Compensation Fund will be refunding payments to the Madison County School District. The Board of Directors for the Kentucky Department of Insurance and Franklin Circuit Court approved a plan to return $4.77 million to KSBIT. In 2014, Kentucky Employers Mutual Insurance accepted $37 million in claim liabilities for KSBIT. KEMI recently made the announcement that they will be returning the $4.77 million and distribute funds to former KSBIT members. Nearly $16,000 will be refunded to the Madison County School District and will be added to the district's general funds. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy early, then clearing overnight, lows around 29 degrees. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 53 degrees. Tuesday night, clear skies, lows around 30. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 62. Wednesday night, clear skies, lows around 41. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, highs around 67 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 50 degrees, Maysville, 47 degrees, Ashland, 53, Grayson, 52, Inez and Mount Sterling, 53, and Lexington, 51, and Moorhead is currently 54 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University has been ranked the best graphic design school in Kentucky for 2019. WMKY's Naya Andueza has more.
Animation Career Review recognized MSU for its interdisciplinary approach. Associate Dean of Art, Dr. Jean Pesch, says this did not come as a shock.
I think our department is a really terrific department, and I've worked in other departments, so I think we have a lot of foundational things in place that make us this good. I also looked at some of the criteria that they were using to create their rankings, and one of them actually puts us at a disadvantage, and that is where we're located. We're not in a big city. Where job opportunities are slim for students, and most of our students move beyond Moorhead State to find employment, which they find.
Pesch says there are many reasons why MSU's graphic design programs are well prepared for career success, including access to state-of-the-art computer labs, opportunities for Adobe certification, and being able to become members of the American Institution of Graphic Arts. Yet, Pesch says it is the impactful instructors that matter most.
We have a very strong tradition of excellence, especially in the graphic design area, and we have had wonderful graphic design faculty. I'd like to pay some tribute to our professor, Dino Golding. We unfortunately lost a little over a year ago. Dino not only was a terrific designer, but he's just a wonderful teacher. And I think in order to be a good school of graphic design, you also have to have a good understanding of what it means to be a teacher and to care deeply about your students and their success.
Graphic design students at MSU leave with tangible skills, such as abilities to think creatively, understanding needs and learning to work with clients, and professional certifications in a variety of Adobe software that are considered major resume builders.
I think there is plenty of opportunity now that it's beyond just print. We deal with the web and web design, which is huge, and that has been something we have been at the forefront with that and getting our students a really great experience with that. We do teach website design at multiple levels, and students can gain a wide scope of experience in a lot of different media, but they're also able to dive deep into a certain area. So if web design was a student's interest, I mean, they can take that as far as they wish.
Students who enter the Department of Art and Design are required to take a foundation course to gain a sense for all art forms. Pesch says this provides students with the whole scope of art so they can eventually pick their focus and start their career.
But I think there's something even more foundational, and that is to be able to think and act creatively and to be able to sort of engage that with a medium and with a variety of media. So that exploration, while they're doing that, they're actually really developing their own mindfulness about what it means to be a designer. And it really opens their world. Instead of a narrow idea of what this can be, it helps them sort of break the boundaries.
Pesch says students in the graphic design program are known to change and impact the world with their work. Artists make their designs part of culture and their being, showing how important graphic design is.
I think designers especially realize the impact of the message. And a designer, of course, is going to put image and message and words and type together. And that's extremely powerful.
For more information on MSU's graphic design programs, visit the Department of Art and Design online at moreheadstate.edu/art. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
It's 4:48 and 54 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Cody Robinson has sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pond, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pond buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pond is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspond.com.
Brown County's baseball team is competing at the Cal Ripken Experience. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson. The Brown County baseball team is at the Cal Ripken Experience in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this week. They open the tournament this afternoon with a matchup with Chardon, a team from Northern Ohio. They faced off with Kinston tomorrow at 12:45. The game is ongoing. Rowan is trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. We'll have the final score later here on Mountain Edition. Morehead State baseball heads to Lexington to take on Kentucky tomorrow. Off to a strong start, the Eagles have a tough test before moving into the meat of its conference schedule this weekend. Head coach Mike McGuire says he thinks the best is yet to come.
Well, I think we're in a pretty good place at 17-7 and 4-2 in the league. Off to a pretty good start of the season. I feel like as a club, we're certainly have not clicked on all cylinders yet and just got through our bye week. And, we've got 8 straight weeks of conference play now. And, that's going to determine, the fate of our season.
First pitch tomorrow between the Eagles and the Wildcats is set for 6:30 p.m. The game can be seen live on the SEC Network. The Morehead State University beach volleyball team is gearing up for their first home match of the season. The Eagles host in-state rival Eastern Kentucky University Tuesday for a dual match. Associate coach Kirsten Becker says the team is feeling good after a 2-2 performance at the UNCW Dig and Dive Invitational over the weekend.
I think they saw some improvements they had to make over the weekend. Wilmington and College of Charleston are very established programs, so that forced us to raise our level. They made some really good adjustments, and they didn't give us any easy points. And I think it showed our team that they can score on some really good teams. We just have to minimize some errors.
The matchup will be played at the Fazoli's Breadstick Beach. Game times on Tuesday are set for 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. The Morehead State University's men golf team is back in action. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
Coming off the team's fifth top 10 event finish of the season, Morehead State men's golf currently underway with another two-day event. The Eagles are competing at the Spring Classic hosted by North Alabama. The two-day event will feature 36 holes on Monday before concluding with an 18-hole round on Tuesday. Due to heavy rains in the state of Alabama across the last month, the event will have a new home, shifting from the Robert Trent Jones Schoolmaster Course in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to Turtle Point Yacht and Country Club in Killen, Alabama. The event features 12 teams with Belmont, DePaul, IUPUI, Jacksonville State, Loyola Chicago, Memphis, Murray State, Stetson, Troy, and Valparaiso joining Morehead State and host North Alabama in the field. For WMKY Sports, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Second-seeded Kentucky earned its way to the Sweet 16 on Saturday and will face the Houston Cougars on Friday night. The Wildcats are making their 27th appearance in the Sweet 16 since 1975, the second most in the country. After UK's second-round win over Wofford, head coach John Calipari was asked if he was relieved to once again make it to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
In this profession I'm in, if winning is a relief, it's time to retire. Now, I may not be showing it right now, but I danced in that locker room. I am ecstatic when my team wins. And when we didn't finish the game off like we normally have, maybe it's because PJ's not playing. I don't think that way.
The Wildcats are 21-5 in Sweet 16 games. UK has advanced to the Sweet 16 in 8 of John Calipari's 10 seasons and is 6-1 in the previous 7 Sweet 16 games. No other school has as many Sweet 16 appearances as the Wildcats since Calipari took reins. With their season now wrapped up, the Morehead State University women's basketball coach is reflecting on what his team achieved. For the first time in program history, the Morehead State women's basketball team has won at least 20 games in 3 consecutive seasons. And that's on top of getting their first ever postseason victory after defeating Ohio State University in round 1 of the Women's National Invitation Tournament. Head coach Greg Todd says looking back to the first practice of the season, he wasn't quite sure how far they'd get this year, but says he's extremely proud of where they ended up.
We were hoping that we would be playing at this level by the end of the season, and I'm real proud that we fought through. We had a few bumps in the road, and we were able to overcome those. And I was very, very pleased with where we finished for the year.
Coach Todd also made school history this year, moving to third in the MSU record book for all-time wins with his 77th victory as the bench boss when his team defeated UT Martin on January 19th. And finally in sports, in a situation that will change the look of their lineup and infield, the Reds revealed Saturday that they will be without All-Star second baseman Scooter Gennett to begin the season. Gennett was injured during Friday's game versus the Brewers while fielding a second-inning ground ball from Yasmani Grandal and had to be helped off the field. Reds manager David Bell on the injury.
The right groin strain, and he will be out at least 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks. He's a tough guy, so seeing him in that much pain definitely made us concerned. So now it's just thinking positive and trying to shoot for that 8 weeks, you know, and he has a great attitude already about it.
Reds manager David Bell plans to have shortstop Jose Peraza moved over to second base to play the majority of games there in Jeanette's absence. Backup infielder Jose Iglesias will now become the starting shortstop. The club also plans to bring catcher and infielder Kyle Farmer back after he was one of Friday's roster cuts to take the final bench spot. The Reds open the season Thursday afternoon at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that's your look at sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Cody Robinson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Beach Volleyball hosts Austin Peay on Saturday for two matches beginning at noon and 2 p.m. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials eked out a small gain after news that the special counsel found no collusion with Russia on the part of President Trump. Gains in the broader market were capped as worries over the global economy lingered. And the Dow Industrials did manage a small gain of 14.51 at 25,516.83. The broader market was weaker, with the S&P 500 down 2.35 at 2798.36 and the NASDAQ Composite down 5.13 at 7637.54. Worries over the global economy outlook were stoked on Friday and lingered through today after the so-called yield curve inverted for the first time in more than a decade. Equities alternated between gains and losses for most of the day today, as investors also digested comments from Attorney General William Barr. On Sunday, he said Special Counsel Robert Mueller's long-awaited investigation did not find enough evidence that Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. Caterpillar shares rose more than 1%. The stock is seen by investors as a bellwether for trade conditions, and Apple shares fell 1.2% as the tech giant held an event in which it announced services such as a new news app, a video streaming platform, its own credit card, and a bundle of video games. And Boeing shares climbed 2.3% after the company said pilots from U.S. carriers were testing a software update for its 737 MAX jet, its best-selling plane. And, of course, earlier this month, an Ethiopian Airlines flight operated with a 737 MAX plane crashed, and it was the second such crash involving this plane in less than 6 months. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.1% at $58.98 a barrel. Gold was up 0.75% at $1,322.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down, with the Stock 600 index finishing with a loss of 0.5%. Asian markets were very weak, with the Nikkei down 3% and the Shanghai Composite down 2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and Caterpillar, while the worst performers were Apple and Dow DuPont. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Viacom and Lennar, and the worst performers were Fox Class A and Abiomed. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 8 cents at 76.78, CSX up a quarter at 72.76, AK Steel down a penny at 2.64, Marathon Petroleum down 13 cents at 61.17, Yum Brands was up a penny at 98.98, and Community Trust Bank was up $1.09 to finish at 39.35. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Just a quick update on the Rowan County baseball team. They fell in their afternoon matchup 7-1. They play again tomorrow at 12:30. Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, the MSU Department of Music, Theater, and Dance presents the second stage production of the Snipe Hunter Circus, March 28th through the 30th, evening performances at 7:30 inside the Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. Tickets and more information are available at 783-2170. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Keneally Roberts, Haley Stidham, Logan Pemberton, Jacob Lindberg, Grant Johnson, Tandy Wallingford, Cassidy Stearman, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Naya Andweza. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.